Doing good, bud?
Champ, I'm doing
feeling
great.
Good?
Yeah,
Pastor Richard, today is a great day. Not only are we celebrating our anniversary, but we're also talking about community groups today.
That's
talk
exactly
about your
right.
lanyard and all that stuff.
Guys, today you get an opportunity to sign up for community groups. Really, community groups, if you've never heard of it before, maybe today's the first time you have, or you've been a part of it before, it's really a way you take your opportunity here, what God has brought at Bethel Community Church outside of just the walls of a Sunday service. It's really an opportunity for you to connect all that what God is doing here at Bethel Community Church, being a part of the life of a church, really doing life together, which may scare some of you, but also we realize there's two reasons really why people come to church is to connect to God and connect to God's people. And we're going to give you opportunities to do that today.
And we're going to talk about really the power of that this morning. And so you're going to get to hear the benefits of really taking this step today. You're going to be in Acts chapter 2. Community or biblical community, guys, is very, very biblical, obviously, isn't it, Champ? Right. Acts chapter 2, this is really talking about what we want to look like or where we're going as a church family. As we walk through this, you're going to see words like devoted. They were devoted to fellowship. They were devoted to being together. They were devoted to all things in common. You're going to see things like that as we read this verse. And so Acts 2:42, here we go. We're going to start in verse 42. The Bible says, "And they devoted themselves," there we go, devoted, "to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers." Now, we have to kind of break this down because sometimes you just read that word devoted, but that word devoted goes with everything that's listed after that. So they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, what you're experiencing here on Sunday morning, fellowship, hanging out together, breaking of bread, eating together, so they devoted themselves to that, and they devoted themselves to prayers. And because of that, here's what happened. An awe, or your version might say a sense of awe. What was it? That was the presence of God. We're going to talk about this more, how when we come together, there's something special that happens. God's presence is manifested or revealed. And awe or a sense of awe came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together, going to church, and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. See, friends, when we talk about a church, we're talking about not just an individual, or we talk about a community. We're not talking about one person. This is what Bethel. Bethel's not built on one person. It's not built on a personality. It's not built on one person's giftings. Bethel is built on Christ and you and I as a church family. So what that means is every one of us matter. It's so easy in the past to look on stage and think, well, this must be just about them. Or maybe those in worship or those preaching. It's not. It's about all of you. It's about all of us. We're a church family. Therefore, every gift matters. Every personality matters. We are in this thing together. We are moving together. If you don't move, we don't move. Make sense? If I only win when you win. Why? Because God has placed us. He talks about how he is, Ephesians chapter 2. He's fitted us together. That we are being built for a dwelling place of God by his Spirit. It's pretty miraculous what Jesus is doing around here. And this is what makes Bethel a special place. It's because it is about Jesus and it's not about a person. Amen? It's about you and I together glorifying the name of Jesus. I know I got off script there, Pastor Richard, but you take it from there, hero.
It's really when we look in the book of Acts chapter 2. Some of you guys may have read this or heard of it before, but really this is the beginning of the New Testament. We read through the Gospels and we hit the book of Acts. The book of Acts chapter 2 really starts the beginning of this thing we call church.
Yeah, good.
This thing we call church is really a gathering of God's people. And when you look at what something should be, it's important to look at how it started. And when you read the first Acts chapter 2, what we see is a people of God had never done this before. They'd never gathered together in such numbers. They didn't know how to be a community, but the Spirit of God was there. And as a result of them being in unity, we see a community that was created. And some people have tried to do this before without God.
Yeah.
And there's this word for it called a utopian society. And many people try to create through laws and through governments a utopian society, which basically means that everybody gets along, everything is perfect, and there's no problems. Well, how many of you know this side of heaven, that's not possible?
That's right.
We even see, if you read a few chapters in the book of Acts, you'll see the church didn't always get along. Still doesn't get along today sometimes, does it? Somebody say, amen. But what we see is when God's people are in unity, the Bible says that God commands the blessing.
Good.
And what we see is that people are putting the needs of other people ahead of the needs of their own. See, that's something that's different about church, is you put other people's needs ahead of your own individual needs. And as you look to Christ as the center point of our faith, that's when God commands a blessing. And that's when you see all through the book of Acts, and even today, you see God doing amazing things in and through his people. If you've ever seen God do amazing things through God's people, just raise your hand.
Come on.
I mean, God does truly amazing things when God's people are all together, and that's the power of community.
It is. You know, that amazing thing, we're sitting in it right now.
Exactly.
Now, those who first started with us, as you saw on stage, again, we talked about, there was nothing.
No.
There was nothing, but yet, through them believing in the vision and the value that God had placed in our hearts, as we communicated to them, they begin to dream and believe with us. You know, what's amazing about that vision, Pastor Richard, is just what you talked about, that community that you see in Acts 2 begin to expand as we get to Acts chapter 9. And the reason why is because they got a revelation, finally, that when Jesus said in Matthew 28, make disciples of the nations, see, what they heard was make disciples of the Jewish community. That word, they didn't really think outside of the Jewish community, because for them, there was no way that God, a holy God, could ever want those people, other nations. But in Acts 9, the Holy Spirit comes upon these Gentiles, and Peter gets the revelation, the gospel is not just for the Jewish community.
That
it's for all nations. So here's what happens. You're talking about difficult.
Come on.
Now we have a Jewish community trying to do life with a Gentile community.
That's right.
Let me tell you, that was, you know why? They didn't eat the same thing.
That's right.
They didn't worship the same way.
That's right.
But Paul didn't start, this is cool, he didn't go start a Jewish church, the Apostle Paul, and a Gentile church. What did he do? He started one church. Because he knew through revelation that Jesus was tearing down the middle wall to bring different ethnic groups together.
Right.
Come on now, y'all still have to say amen
to
that.
Y'all need
to
say amen to that. It sounds like right here, God's not building a black church,
ooh,
a white church, a Hispanic church, a Filipino church, a Korean church. He's building a church for God's people.
Yeah.
And they may look different. We may not all like the same food.
Uh-oh.
Some of you may want a little adobo on that. Come on. Come on. Some of you might like a little lumpia. Come on. I love some lumpia. Amen.
Damn, I like gravy.
You like grits and gravy? Come on, champ. You like some Cracker Bells, what you like.
Damn, I do.
Some red-eye gravy. Who
sweet
knows what I'm
tea.
Talking about?
I need sweet tea, brother.
Come on.
You know what I really like, though?
I'm getting hungry now.
I like Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, champ. You ever been there?
Man, that's L.A.
In Cali. I know, brother.
No, we go to Hattie B's.
Man, it's good. But that's great. Because that's what we see in Scripture. What you see here is what we see in Scripture. Now, but let's think back 15 years ago. So here I am, white dude. As you look on stage, all you could see, there was only one ethnic brother on stage named Sergio. So here we are preaching.
We don't know what he is, if he's Hispanic or if he's Italian. It's still a little gray.
He was the face of the nations for us. I mean, you got to think about it. We were preaching, man, God's going to build a multi-ethnic, ethnic church, and people are like, well, all you are white. What are you talking about? He's not building it yet.
We believe
it. Where's he going to start? But we kept praying. Thank God, Gerald finally showed up. My man Gerald
Come
showed
on,
up.
There he
African-American
is.
African-American Gerald. Where are you at,
Come
Gerald?
On,
there
trail
you are.
Trailblazer. Come on. He made a way for all the brothers to follow afterwards.
I was so happy when Gerald walked in the room. I was like, man. And then Pastor Richard. So Pastor Richard, y'all don't know about. So Pastor Richard and I were in Murfreesboro together. We both got born again at Middle Tennessee State University. When I left, I was the youth pastor. When I left, Pastor Richard got hired as one of the pastors there. And then after we sent some leaders out.
I got to tell them about the first time we really met.
Oh, Lord.
One of the first times that Pastor Lance, I mean, I was, I don't know, 20-something years old. I had just given my life to Jesus Christ, and I was so excited. I went out and bought a Bible. I didn't know anything about Bibles. I didn't know anybody to tell me anything about Bibles at all. So I go to the bookstore, and I find the biggest, most glorious Bible, leather-bound, Thomas Kincaid family Bible. This thing was huge. Cost about $100. Like, I know I love Jesus now. And I'm getting ready because I had to go to my first Bible study. I didn't want to look like I didn't know what I was doing. So I get this big Bible. I come in. I'm like, yeah, these boys don't know what I've got. I've got power. And I come and I slam my Bible down. And Pastor Lance, the first one to say anything to me, he just starts laughing. Said, ha ha, what is that? That thing is as big as a ghetto blaster. Killing my little fledgling faith.
Sorry, champ. You did well. So then, obviously, Pastor Rich and I's relationship, so then he came out here to be a part. What year was that, champ? You remember, Hero?
September 15th, 2010.
He came out here to be a part of us. And then, man, ethnic, it just exploded. What happened, champ? They didn't like white brother. What happened,
No,
man?
They didn't like you, but I look back and I say, it's safe. Come on in. It's all good now. Wakanda forever. And then they just started coming.
You and Gerald teamed up, told everybody else, okay, these white dudes, they're all right. That's funny. You know, and when Pastor Richard came, it really did. I mean, it just exploded. I mean, different ethnicities, and this is the dream in our hearts. And I'm so thankful for what God is doing here. And it really, it comes down to, we're about loving people. We're not about big productions.
That's right.
We're not about big buildings. We are about people. This is what our heart beats for. And so because of that, we pray for people. God, bring the nations. God, bring those who are hurting. God, bring those who need to know you. And guess what? God does. The Holy Spirit actually answers our prayers, all of our prayers, and he brings individuals that need help to figure out how to follow Jesus. You know, here's the great thing about Bethel is we have built a place and a culture where you don't have to have everything figured out to come here. Come on. See, so many times you have these things about church. Well, I don't know this. Well, I don't know how to say that. Well, I don't dress this way, and so I can't go. But we're here to tear down all of that.
Right.
Say, look, come as you are, but yet know that you're going to leave different. Jesus is going to change you. See, for my own salvation, it took me like a month kind of to figure this thing out. I told first service, I said, you know what, man? I was in college, so I was going to the club on Saturday night and church on Sunday morning.
Come on.
That sounds like a good song, man. Is that a song?
You ought to write that.
I know. But it was like a month process of me. And because the church in Murfreesboro was like Bethel here, it was a place where you could come and kind of discover something kept drawing me. They didn't offend me. They didn't upset me. I was like, man, this is kind of cool. I'm going to keep coming. That's what we have here. Because sometimes it takes a process for somebody to get right with God. You know what I mean? But here's the warning. Don't stay too long because you're going to get changed. Yeah. Jesus is going to change you because this place is sticky. You don't get stuck. You'll start calling somebody champ. I mean, it was just like, you'll start champ, that's a little thing. If you come here alone, if you'll hear somebody call you champ.
They forgot your name.
They forgot your name or they're
champ,
trying to encourage you.
I ain't
you.
Seen you in a minute.
That was my secret. Don't tell anybody that.
But community does come at a cost.
Yeah, it does.
It comes at a cost because what that truly means is that something is going to be challenged. We talked earlier about, you know, you may not like the same food. You may not live in the same zip code. You may have more zeros than the person next to you. But God is going to challenge you to do life together. What that means is that you may be sitting here, you may feel all alone right now, but the answer to your prayers might be right in front of you, behind you, or beside you. The answer to your prayers might be right after 1 o'clock when you're walking around and all of a sudden God points somebody out to you and said, that person's going to be your friend. You need that person in your life because their story might lead to the answer of what God, you've been asking God for months and months and months. Can somebody say amen to that?
Really good. You know, 42 talks about how they devoted themselves. And so what we talk about community, what are the blessings that come from devoting yourselves to being involved in community? Let's look at that because then we're going to talk about our groups here as a church. You know, Pastor Richard said this last week and I wrote this down. This was so good. He said, community is one of the most underutilized blessings that the local church provides. God, so good. Community is one of the most underutilized blessings that the local church provides. So what are those blessings? Number one, you know, the Bible specifically doesn't say this, but you see this, and it really is this. Now, this sounds a little cultish, but it's not, all right? It's not.
It's just good.
It's just good, exactly. But it's, we have a saying here that when you find your people, you find your purpose. Okay, what are we saying? We're saying that when you find the people that God's called you to walk with, that people begins to call out the greatness on the inside of you. See, greatness has to be called out. Greatness doesn't come by itself. Even a great athlete has to be, in a sense, coached out of them. The greatness of that has to be coached. And so greatness is coached or called out of you and I. And you have to have a people that love you enough that see past all the mess you have and say, there's greatness on the inside of you. There's greatness in your marriage. There's greatness in your children. I'm going to call that out of you in the name of Jesus. And you begin to find a people to really become a sounding board for you. Right. Figure out how to follow Jesus. See, I didn't know. I was young when I gave my life to Christ. And I still need that today. I needed a holy man, older man, to show me this is how you follow Jesus.
That's right.
Especially as a college student, I needed a man of God that lived holy. To show me, Lance, this is how you close your eyes, and this is how you turn your head.
Yeah.
Men, you know what I'm talking about.
Come on.
You have eyelids, men. We can close them, and we have a neck to call. We can turn away from whatever is in front of us.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. But I had to have a man of God show me that holiness is possible, praise
right,
the Lord.
Right, think about this. How many of us know how to be a good husband?
Yeah, good.
Or how to be a good wife? Or how to parent well? All of us are making it up. Can somebody say amen? We don't really know what we are doing. But there are people who are doing it better than us. That's why God puts us around each other. I mean, I didn't grow up with a dad. I didn't grow up looking at a nuclear marriage and know what that's supposed to look like. But I got around people of God that, you know, they didn't act a fool every day. So that meant I needed to ask them some questions.
Exactly.
And that's how we find God brings us around to encourage us through community.
Good. We need help in how to handle relationships. Exactly what Pastor Richard is saying. And so, again, whether you're single or married, we need help with that. I'll never forget, there was a girl, we have a prayer team standing down front every week, and she came down, her mom, and I think one of her friends, and she began to tell me. She was telling me, she said, you know, Pastor Lance, I've got this. I had this relationship with this guy, this relationship with that guy. Now, this is it. And I just thought, hold on. Now, listen, I don't know what I'm about to tell you, what I said was correct, but I just felt like the Lord wanted to say it through me to her. And I looked at her and I said, honey, just hold on. I said, let me help you. I said, I said, God has brought you here for a reason.
Come on.
Out of all the people you could have talked to, you're speaking to me. So I believe that that's for a reason. And I want you to know, that you are doing an awful job at picking the men in your life. And she stopped and she said, you're exactly right. I need help. What was I trying to say? I mean, I was basically saying, you need a community.
Exactly.
You need help. You're not good at choosing the right man.
Come on.
But this is why God has brought you here, where you don't have to feel like you got to make this decision by yourself.
Exactly.
You can have me and other women and men in this room that you can bounce on. Hey, what do you think about this guy? Well, he's not. Does he want to come to church? No. Well, he's probably not the one.
Exactly.
But we need that, don't we? Even the animal kingdom understands the power of relationships.
Come on. So one of my favorite channels is the Discover Channel. You know, Animal Planet, those when you see the wildebeest all together and they see the cheetah and the lion coming and they take off. But when they stick together, it's better, right? But what happens when one of them sees a little patch of grass, he goes, that's some sweet grass right there. And what happens? They get pounced on because they were isolated, because they were alone. But it's like even the animals do that. But in the world, in the kingdom of God, there's a spiritual equivalent. So the enemy hangs around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But we're better together. You know, the enemy wants to take you out. But what Pastor Lance is saying is so true. When you've got a community around you who will tell you the truth, if we're humble enough to utilize that community, it will save us a world of hurt. A world of hurt. Can somebody say amen? And all the hurt folks said, yeah.
Talk about encouragement, the last one.
One of the last things is really is encouragement. In this world, we seek encouragement. We need it. I mean, we asked last week, how many of you need encouragement? And almost every hand in this room was raised up. It's because we need it. This life will suck the life out of you. It will drain you. And sometimes it's hard just getting out of bed. Somebody say amen to that. It's hard to go to work and see them people. It's hard to get up and deal with your kids. You need encouragement. But really, this world is set up not to encourage you at all. Yeah. Really, there's only three real sources that can give you encouragement. One is constant and steady. It's God and his holy word will encourage you. Hopefully, your family will encourage you. But if your family don't encourage you, you can better believe that God will put a spiritual family, a church community around you to encourage you when you need it. Because people in this room got faith on them. Yeah. They may not have faith for their own stuff, but they got faith for you. Yeah. And we cross-encourage one another with our faith. And if you're going through a hard time, just get around and link arms with a brother or sister in the Lord, and you can better believe it that they're going to lift you up and believe God for you and with you.
Amen. So how do we take a step? Because this is what we want all of us to do, to take a step today. Again, let's go back to our saying that you heard me say earlier. Journey begins in starting point. So if you've never been a part of starting point, this is the first step. A new starting point begins the first Sunday of every month. So September the 8th, we're skipping Labor Day, obviously, first Sunday of October, then November. That is your first step to begin to get involved in the life and the community of Bethel. Then the second thing he says is it continues in community and ends by leaving a legacy. And so we're doing some things, Pastor Richard, in our community groups that I want you to talk about that really will encourage us to be a part.
So guys, one of the cool things that's happened over the last couple of months is we have trained 34 people in this church, 34 adults to be community group leaders. And they are excited. They are ready. And one of the things we did that's brand new this year is we have formed teams of leaders to lead these groups. You're going to have an opportunity to do that today. Another cool thing, if you could bring this little handout. We gave this to you when you walked through the door. If you could bring this out and just hold it in your hand right now. On the front of it, you're going to see it says Holy Spirit. This is significant because for the month of September, we're going to be preaching messages about the Holy Spirit. And in our community groups throughout the month of September, we're going to be joining up with our community groups and being able to teach and to facilitate and to have groups about the Holy Spirit. And so if you look at your groups on the back page, you're going to see an opportunity. All these groups look a little bit different, but we're going to be unified. We'll be preaching something on Sunday, and then through the week, we're going to be discussing. And what that does is it unifies us as a body of Christ. We're going to be talking about the same thing, believing for the same things. God is going to bless it. And also, because we have teams, it's going to give more people the opportunity to lead. It's going to give greater care for your group. That means if you miss out on a group because you went to the hospital, you had a baby, you got people that are going to care about you. Yeah. You've got people that are going to wonder how you're doing and find out how you're doing. So if you're not a part of a group, you're really missing a blessing that God is going to have in your life.
And the last thing before you continue with that is that so with us doing this sermon-based community groups, that means we're going to do a new one every month. So the Holy Spirit's the first month. In the month of October, we're going to be doing what's called difficult conversations. So we're going to be taking this from the stage to our groups throughout the week. Keep going, champion.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a look. I need two things. This is going to be very important. Look at your neighbor and say, you need two things.
You You need two things.
Okay, look at the other person and say, you need two things. Okay, you need the card that's in front of you. And if you have a smartphone, anybody got a smartphone, raise your hand. Okay, the concerts, they put them on like candle, like lighters, like they used to do back in the day. Wave them in the air. So if you've got a smartphone, you're going to need this. It's going to be, I want you guys to look at me for a second. It's going to be more important for you to sign up with your smartphone than for this card. This card is going to serve as a visual for you, but if you don't have a smartphone, you can use the card. So if you go to one of two places, if you go to BethelCommunity.church on your web browser, BethelCommunity.church on your web browser, that's going to be our website, and it's going to pull that up for us. Or you can go to Facebook if you're on Facebook. The link at the top on Facebook is the link to sign up. If you're on our website, all you do is scroll down till you see three bars, three little squares. One of them says community groups, and it's going to link you directly to the sign up page. And one of the benefits to you is if you sign up using the online portion on your phone, is you can actually sign your kids up for childcare. Every group at church has child care. Look at somebody who says, every group here has child care. How many think that's a blessing? Amen. We eliminate the obstacles. All right. So what we're going to do is briefly go through these groups. On Sunday night, we're going to have family life. Now, each one of these groups has a name to it. Okay. But we're going to be doing the same material together, different material each month. All right, so family life is Sunday night, 5:30. That's here at church. Come on, family life. What? All right, we've got women's group on Sunday night as well, 5:30. And all the ladies say, hey. That was a little weak. All right, how many empty nesters do we have? Okay, now here's a trick question. How many people wish they were empty nesters? Okay, then you will apply.
Hey, what's cool about that group, I just want to mention this, is that it's at Exit 11.
That's our Exit 11 group.
It's Exit 11. I think that's important for those.
That's going to be an awesome group to be a part of.
Yes.
All right. And that's on Tuesday night, 6:30. Now, we have a mom's group on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here at the church. Now, ageless is on Wednesday. That's if you're a little bit older. A little bit. That's ageless is Wednesdays here at 10 a.m. We have Reboot Combat Recovery. And that is if you're going through some spiritual battles that came on by war, that's for you, your spouse. We'd love to have you here Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Then we have our Real Women's group. That's going to be on Wednesdays at 6:30 here at church. Come on, Real Women. Come on. Hey. All right. And then we've got our Kingdom Lifestyle group. Now, there is one and only mistake, and it's on this group. This group is actually going to be on Wednesdays. The actual time, location for that is online. If you're looking at your smartphone right now,
it's right there.
It's correct online, but not on this little handout. And the last one is Be Men. Where are all the men at? Oh, that was. Let's do that one more time. That was cool. Where are all the men at? There you go. Okay, so we have roughly 50 guys that meet on Saturday morning off and on again, and we would love for you guys, even if you're already a part of this group that meets weekly, you need to go ahead and sign up. Again, the best place to sign up is right now on your phone.
Tremendous. We're going to play some music, and we'll give you guys a chance to sign up.
Also, just a little side note, if you come to the picnic and you sign up for a group today, you get a free gift.
Uh-oh, that's good.
Ooh, a new car. No. But we will receive new calls for the ministry, though.
And glorious. We put our trust in your name, Jesus. Able to save and deliver us. We put our hope in
as you continue to sign up.
Jesus.
So this is our first Sunday doing this. So you're going to have two more Sundays. Because here's what's going to happen. Sign up today, your group leader will get in contact with you and keep you up to remind you about the time, remind you about the location, remind you about childcare, all those things.
The groups start on September the 8th.
That's exactly right. So groups will all launch Sunday, September the 8th and the following week. Now, if you need this, ushers, if you need one of these, just raise your hand and ushers will come, hand you one real quick. If you need one, or if you're turning one in, here. If you're turn it in, just kind of lift your hand up.
Just keep your hands up if you need one. Usher's making their way around right now. Also, to let you know, you're going to see some individuals that are in the crowd and at the picnic, and they're going to be wearing little tags that look like this. They simply say, I am a community group leader. They're a member of one of the leadership teams. And it also says, ask me about a community group. So feel free. They're going to be talking to you. Feel free to talk back to them.
All right. If you have a card, you can pass it in. You need one right there? Right there. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Turn down just a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, it's just a different group of ladies.
We didn't do good at naming them, so yeah. We just put that.
Yeah, one was new, and instead of being creative, we're like, well, it's women, so let's just call it a women's group. So,
good question, though.
Yeah, nothing uniquely different.
Yeah. Pastor awesome, Richard though. Leads one. No, I'm just kidding. Since you lead one,
it would be different.
That would be. Okay, let's pass them in. If you have cards, hopefully you sign up online, but if you have a card, it's okay. Just pass it in. Ushers, Pastor Vince, Howard, y'all scramble. Anybody have a card, just lift it up, and they will collect them. All right, guys. All right. Good job. All right, remember our picnic is at 1, so we have to hustle a little bit. If you are a male in the room, if you would like
help.
To help us get set up, we would love to. Need help doing that? Where'd my man Treven go, Leo? Is Treven still in here? Okay. Okay, great. All right. Card, Miss Drew, do you have one? Go ahead and raise it up. You got one, Miss Drew? You good? Thank you, Miss Drew. Anybody else got a card? Just raise it up. Ushers will scramble over there. Over there, Howard. Anybody else? You can hand them to them as they leave today, too. So, all right, guys. Why don't we stand to our feet? Listen, our prayer team is going to be standing down front. We believe in the power of prayer here at Bethel. Please allow us to pray for you. If this is your first time, Pastor Richard and I do something called First Step in the Global Cafe. Come, we'd love to meet and greet you as you walk out the door today for First Step. Just take a second to say hello as you leave today. God bless you guys. See you at the picnic at 1 p.m. You are dismissed.